T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
8:22 is our time at WCCO. This is the radio home of the Twins who play here tonight. Yeah, I would say they're going to score. Holy smokes, what a team this year offensively. It's crazy. And, of course, Hall of Famer and former Twin Jim Thome in town to help celebrate the Joe Mauer weekend. And so nice to join us this morning. Jim, welcome back to Minneapolis.
Hey, guys. Thank you. Good to be on.
Yeah, good to see you yesterday, too, at the ball game. This is a fun team to watch this year.
Well, it sure is. I mean, you know, when you look offensively what they're doing, it's a lot of fun just to watch the whole everything come together. And, boy, they sure swing the bats well. Their offense has been really exciting this year. And, you know, it's great. I know the fans here have to be so excited to see this team doing well.
Hall of Fame, how did that change your life?
Oh, it was fabulous. You know, I don't know about did it change my life that much. It was just so much. I think the 4 days was so special. If anything, for me, it was so great from my end to watch my dad, watch my family, watch my kids, my wife, brothers and sisters, coaches that you have so much respect for over the years, to watch from my view, to watch them enjoy the whole weekend and be a part of that weekend was just amazing. I life changing. It's been great. And I do have to say it's going to be great to go back now as a part of that group and now watch this group go in and not have the pressure of giving the speech, you know, go and enjoy and be around all those great players, that great fraternity, and then now welcome the new guys in. So I'm really looking forward. To be honest, there's a little less stress this year with not giving the speech, which is pretty intense, I got to tell you.
Did you practice the speech? Did anybody help you, or did you do it?
Oh yeah. That was an amazing process, to be honest. So obviously, once you get elected, and then you know the call comes, then you're like, okay, you know, like then you sit down. Like I had obviously my wife, who's an author and is amazing as far as putting words together, and my wife worked in the media, and then I had a guy, a friend of mine, that helped out also with just over the years with my career in Cleveland. And then it was, once it was written, I think I had it written in like mid-April. and then I just, from that point, I just started practicing it, and I tweaked it here and there. And about this time last year, you know, I actually flew into Cooperstown and practiced it on the field where you give the speech. So I wanted to have that feel of, okay, what's it going to be like? And I went into Cooperstown like 2 or 3 weeks early to do that for a day, which I thought really helped me.
Well, that's why you're a Hall of Famer. You're prepared. Has Harold Baines reached out to you for advice?
Harold, well, he hasn't. We've talked a little bit. But, you know, the cool part of each speech, to be honest, is each guy has a different journey. You know, all of our journeys are different. And you know, at the end of the day, my advice to anyone would be speak from the heart. You know, obviously, I mean, if it goes 8 minutes, if it goes 15 minutes, I mean, each speech has its own process of your kind of career and your journey. And I really look forward to listening to Harold, because I think, you know, especially for him getting in this year, there's going to be a lot of emotion and a lot of excitement.
Yeah, I think people forget how close he was to 3,000 hits. You know, I got to ask you, Jim, about your best Joe Mauer story as you honor him this weekend.
Well, Joe, the best Joe Mauer story for me is when him and I, before a game, we would look at each other and get each other like pumped up. You know, like you go through, you play as many games as we do, and you know, there's days that you're dragging, you're trying to get ready. So him and I in the tunnel, there was a empty water jug, and one time I threw it against the wall to fire the guys up, and then the next day I think Mauer did it where he fired it, and it was kind of our fun little like, okay, let's get tunnel vision, let's go. And we used to say hunt heaters, fastballs from pitchers, and it was kind of our little thing we had together. But I got to tell you, I've met a lot of baseball guys through my career. Joe Mauer is the finest human being you will ever come across. And I think it says a lot about his family. I think it says a lot about the people that have raised him, from his coaches to people that have here in Minnesota that took him under his wing. He is one of the best humans ever, and an amazing teammate. I'm so happy to be back and be such a weekend.
You know, Jim, of course, folks, this guy is the eighth most all-time home run hitter in Major League Baseball. That is an absolutely phenomenal thing to think about. But I have to ask you about one in particular. Now, you may not remember, you hit so many, you may not remember it, but I looked around the room this morning, and we're all baseball guys and have had the honor of meeting you at time. But it was a home run that everybody in this room remembered seeing, and it was you hitting it over the flagpole at Target Field. And the thing I remember about it is not only watching that majestic home run, but behind you, I watched Delmon Young with his mouth wide open.
Yes, I've seen the picture. You know, somebody actually sent that picture to me, I think from social media, and I just laughed. Like yesterday, sitting in the booth, we were actually talking about that yesterday, and to sit back now and look at, you know, some balls or, you know, home runs that you hit and where they traveled. It's great. It's great to reflect. I think the journey, as I used with Harold, the journey, everybody's journey is so special, whether you play 10, 15 and are fortunate to play over 20 years. There's those special moments you'll always look back on and really, really appreciate and just be proud. Be proud of who you played with, of the great teammates you had, and then some of those special accomplishments along the way.
Well, in the vein of what you talked about with Joe Mauer, who is, we all agree, is a wonderful human being, just a great honor to know him. But you, sir, were always gracious with the media. I was around you enough to watch how you reacted and handled yourself. And I know after games it's not easy. After losing games it's not easy. But you were always gracious and kind whenever I ran into you. So I salute you. And if anybody deserves a Hall of Fame, you do. And thanks for coming back for Joe. That's pretty cool.
No, you know what? I wouldn't have missed it for the world. My son's in the grind of youth baseball right now, which I got to tell you is an amazing thing to watch these kids, you know, just enjoy the game at such a young age. I think, you know, I'm having breakfast with Kadir and, you know, like just sitting down talking about, like, you know, just the whole process, you know, like we play together, then, you know, you have kids, and now there's a lot of kids that are in the major leagues that their dads played in the big leagues. It's a pretty cool thing to watch how over time, you know, we always tend to reconnect at some point. And, you know, the cool part of this weekend is we're going to be able to do that. We're going to be able to share, you know, 5, 6, 10 hours of time together where you're going to get back as a teammate again, which is so great.
And the fans can't wait to see you. Jim, I really appreciate you taking the time this morning, and I know we'll see you out at the park through the course of the weekend. Thank you.
That sounds great, guys. Have a great day and see you out there.
There's Hall of Famer Jim Thome on WCCO in town for the weekend series against Kansas City and the retirement of Joe Mauer's number here on the radio home of the Twins, WCCO. We begin the broadcast tonight at 6:30.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.